Everybody, it's another episode of the Mixtape Tales podcast with Paul and Sprout, and this episode is a good one. Some of them I just phoned it in, I'll be honest. You know, like the last episode with Sprout, yeah, just, you know, whatever. But this one, fire, as he would say. Justin F. Courtney is my guest. He returns. He was on number 7 of the podcast, and now he is back for whatever episode number this one is. So thank you, Justin, for coming back. There's more of his story since the pandemic and since the last time he's been on, as well as a lot of talk about Prince. So, you know, like you would expect anything different from Justin. But anyhow, so yeah, enjoy the episode. If you want to be a guest on the show, email me, pbriggs1977@gmail.com, or hit me up on socials, or I just said hit me up like I'm some kind of cool kid. So I'm going to end this now, and let's listen to the interview with Justin.
It's another episode of the Mixtape Tales podcast with Paul and Sprout. And it's been like a month or 2 months since we've done an episode. So I figured, you know, let's do it again. It went so well the first time. All right. So today I have Justin Courtney back. So you were on, first of all, you were on one of the first episodes that we did, I think episode 7, back in August of 19.
Yes.
And for some reason you've decided to come back. So I appreciate that.
Well, no one else is wanting to interview me, so I appreciate it.
Really? That's, all right, cool.
Well, I mean a few, but this is a good podcast. I enjoy it. I've done a couple others, but you get some depth, and I appreciate depth.
We did the first time. Yeah, it was very deep. Go back and listen to that because that's a good episode. Everything was just so serious though, so we're trying to not be so serious now, but that's all right. Good. All right. So I guess we should kind of start first off, you know, I guess tell everyone who you are and what you do and all that.
Okay. So my name is Justin F. Courtney. I'm from the Lima area originally. I went to Bath. So B-A-T-H. did my undergraduate studies at Bluffton and my master's degree at Bowling Green State University. And I'm ABD, all but dissertation with my doctorate from the University of Toledo. And I have worked in higher ed for over 22 years. So I now work at Ohio State University, Lima, the Ohio State University at Lima. And I serve as the manager of student life over there. And then in my side life, I do music as well as weddings. I officiate them. I also sing at them. I've helped to plan them. I like to cook and all that kind of stuff on the side, do some house stuff and art on the side. So I do music and all that. That's nice. Me. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. And
so I forgot this. I work for Metropolis Management now also. So I'm on their roster to do public speaking as well as singing gigs. Oh, so nice. I do. So I went to SUNY Maritime University or college up in New York this past August. I've been to Hawking College. So I do that on the side as well.
Wow. Very cool. So you are definitely very busy. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So you kind of already said a little bit of it, but you know, what's happened since August of 19? I know there was this pandemic and all that, but like in your personal life, what's kind of changed since the last time you were on?
Right. Well, so much. I'm back single, so so that's fun. Most recently, I actually just for the moment decided to sell my house like 3 weeks ago, and I closed this Friday. Which this might be the fastest house sale that for sure I've ever experienced, but is definitely up there. So that's super exciting.
Nice.
I would say since 19, I think during COVID and other things, I learned a lot about myself in terms of it was a very new experience to have some time in isolation, to not always be interacting when you're a complete extrovert. I'm not an ambivert. I'm not an introvert. I'm a total extrovert. But I learned a lot about myself in terms of how to kind of, you know, be alone. So through that process, I think I've learned priorities in a different kind of way. And further, I would say probably the most maybe big or traumatic thing that's happened was this past January, I was going on a trip to Cancun, Mexico to just have fun and to do something that was going to be de-stressing. And I got there at about 5 p.m. on January 25th, I believe. And by 5 the next morning, about 5:30, I got up to go to the bathroom and I forgot that there was an inlaid jacuzzi tub there and tripped and actually fell into the pipe. So I broke my front plate of my skull. You can't really see it, but I got some good dents. I got a big dent here. Luckily, I have big eyebrows, so it hides it. But that was really traumatic. It wasn't just the frontal plate break. And I had 3 orbital fractures over the right, 2 over the left, whiplash, broke rib, leg damage. But also with that, you know, you get some brain damage. So it triggered anxiety and some different stuff. So it kind of helps you to reprioritize life, you know? So through that experience, thank God for my bestie / sister, Renee, who really is responsible for me being able to even be seen by a medic, because it was initially like $7,800 out of pocket. Yikes. Wow. Right. So that's crazy. Got some of that back, but it was very different. So, yeah. So that's what's new with me. What about you, man? What's been going on with Paul?
You know, not a lot, I guess, you know, 13-year-old children. So we're dealing with all of that angsty, you know, stuff with them. And I don't know, just working and trying to do this silly podcast like every 3 or 4 months. So, you know,
it's good.
Yeah. So talk about a little bit more about the Mexico thing. Cause that was, I mean, I guess we have this impression that, oh, you know, medical stuff is free in other countries and all that stuff. So that's not what happened to you. So like, talk about like the, I guess the Mexican hospital situation.
So I guess the biggest thing that I would say to anyone listening is make sure you get traveler's insurance. I have done that every other time I've ever traveled, but this time I forgot. And without that, you have to pay out of pocket. So to even be seen was an initial $3,800 flat out. And then from there, it was another $4,000 to have a CAT scan done and some other stuff. And at the time, they thought that I needed a cranial procedure, which requires cutting from your ear to your ear and peeling your face down, because they thought that I had floating orbital bones, which there's definitely some stuff missing. So I don't know where it's at, but I guess it wasn't floating. I think it's more compacted. Uh-huh. But it was just, you know, it was terrifying. It's one of those experiences like you can't even believe this is real life. This is actually happening. Right. And so I think aside, you know, from that, I would just make sure you got the traveler's insurance, make sure that you go with some funds. Because again, I mean, this was a freak accident. This wasn't like, you know, I was in a bar fight or, you know, like inebriated right. or something. I was literally just deep asleep. So I'm actually working with the hotel now. I sent them a letter and just asked for them to pay my medical expenses because it's a lot out of pocket. And so far I got resistance and actually was told that I was clueless.
Nice.
And that happened. I should have turned the light on. So we're still in negotiations with that. And I'm awaiting hopefully a positive outcome from them because otherwise they're going to be put on blast on social media. That's how that's going to work.
That's right.
You know, cause I'll go down that route and then possibly look elsewhere. But in the words of Renee, you know, insurance is not just for the sure-footed or people who are prepared, but it's also for those that are klutzy and maybe make a mistake. Klutzy, right? So that's how that works.
Absolutely. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the biggest things I wanted to have you on for was to kind of talk about like the role of music and in your own personal life, the music that you do. And then also, because we talked a lot about some of the stuff you did last time you were on. Also just like the songs that you really enjoy. I want to talk a lot about those. So we're going to a little bit, you know, nerd out on some music here in a little bit, but I do have a question though. All right. So what does 2022 Justin tell that guy?
Oh my goodness, you dog. So I love it. So put that picture back up. Let's go.
Absolutely.
2022 Justin tells 1999 into 2000 Justin, it gets better than that turtleneck. It gets better than that turtleneck and those highlights. Although I still have that turtleneck. I kept it all these years later. I still have it. But I would say that it gets better. I think that'd be the thing. You know, at that time, I thought I had reached not just fulfillment, but probably as far as I may ever go. I apologize. Someone's mowing nearby.
No, you're fine.
But I think as years have went on, you know, I've worked through coming out. I've worked through a lot of relationship endings in my life, both through, you know, death, divorce, choice, all those things. But I've also gained, right? So life is really what you make it. So I would say that 2022, Justin would say, you got this. And further, I think at that time, you know, when I started singing and was first starting recording, I really at that time thought I was kind of done. And actually in my 40s, it's been more exciting and there's been more. I've been able to record more recently. I've written more. I've been able to open for some groups. I just did a set this past Thursday for the first time since I was probably 23 years old solo, but actually with live musicianship the whole time. And that was fire. Lots of mistakes, but lots of successes too, you know? So it's a lot of fun.
Right. And I saw you did a show with,
Shifley Road Band recently. I've opened for them a couple, or not open, but sang with them a couple times. And you know, one of the things post this head injury, a lot of people, when they see me, they think everything's fine. The real is I went through what they call confusional state for about 3 months. I'm only 4 months healed,
right.
Or 4 months post injury. So there was a lot of anxiety, like uncontrollable crying when you didn't expect it. Near passed out moments. I still have those once in a while, which has been very different. Cause you know, your brain's still healing and that takes anywhere from 6 months to a year, but there's going to be some stuff that's probably different forever. So, Allison, who is kind of the manager of Shifley Road, when we went to Gears and Beers, I hadn't sang in front of anybody in months. And, she was like, do you remember me from my friend's, dad's funeral? And I was like, not really. And cause I struggle with that a little bit. My short-term memory and my long-term has been affected a little bit. And, a lot of people don't know that, but it's truth. And so she was like, get up, you're gonna do the national anthem. And I was like, she's like, you're gonna do it right now. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And she's like, come on. So I did, you know? And so it was crazy because I had the words ready to go. But as soon as I kind of got into the, oh, say, can you see? There was something about that. It just took over. And what she didn't know till later when I told her is she helped me to overcome a hurdle. Right. When you look at Luke 5, it's also in Matthew. But if you look at Luke 5, when it talks about, you know, the paralytic man and the friends carrying him to the house, sometimes people believe in you more than you believe in yourself. Right. So your circle matters. And I've been really blessed with a lot of people who have become part of my circle and also blessed by some of the people that are no longer part of my circle. Right? Because some of the people that are in my life believe in me more than I believe in myself. And I'm so grateful. And I want to say, I think I said this at the last one, but I know I said it to you privately, but I want to thank you, man, because I know there was a period of time back when we were younger that I think I drove you nuts. And maybe not because you're a little more subdued with your response to people. But, you know, I appreciate you, man. Like when I stepped into leading young adults and some different stuff, You've stayed tried and true all these years, and I never felt judged by you when I came out. In fact, I felt loved. And it's so interesting to me because, you know, most people who are believers, you know, talk about, oh, I love God, I love God, I love God, till they feel some sort of pressure, right? And what's in you comes out. So to me, you know, I was real palatable for a lot of people till suddenly I loved differently, right? Sure. And then there were a few that it was like, I don't know about him anymore, yeah. But there were others in my life like you that stuck by, you know, and I really appreciate you and I love you for it.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's real positive. No, but I didn't see any other way around it. Like I didn't see any reason to not be, I guess. So, you know, that's right. Kind of where I was at.
Well, I appreciate that because plenty of people did and they know who they are. Yeah, you do. So, but it's okay. I love them regardless, right? There's a difference between love and like, and God calls us to love. He doesn't call us to like everybody. You don't have to like me, just love me. I said that in the last interview, but I live by that, you know, and at the end of the day, Maya Angelou had a quote and she talked about people won't always remember what you did and they won't always remember your name, but they will always remember how you made them feel. And I hope at the end of the day, anybody that ever interacts with me or I ever interact with, that it's reciprocal, that you feel better as a result, that I feel better as a result, rather than heavy or, you know, burdened or whatever. And definitely not judged. You're going to be judged with me. So right. I may not like you, but I'm going to love you.
You're not going to judge me. It's all right? Good.
Right.
Right on. All right. So you sent me like an entire list of songs. So I got to kind of switch gears a little bit to build them up.
I know. It was too hard to pick, man. You're like, tell me your favorite song ever and why. And I'm like, dude, I don't have one. Because really, truly, I love music. I love all music. I mean, anything from pop to R&B to heavy metal to blues to country, you name it. So I love all music.
Right on. All right. So what song do you want to talk about first?
You pick, man. Surprise me. Put me on the spot. I like being put on the spot. I gave you a bunch of stuff with Prince, of course.
Yeah.
Because people would never expect anything less. I mean, you know, I've got my own stuff. I'm going to put a plug in, Justin F. Courtney. Download My Name, Strangers on a Plane, and I Can't Wait. You don't have to listen to the other stuff, but listen to those. They're good. I wrote them. And I'm proud of them. So... But aside from that, you know, I gave you Prince. I gave you, I think, Dolly. I think I even gave you Britney Spears. Yes,
you did.
Oh. All right, go ahead.
All right. So it just depends if I want to be like more, you know, deep or whatever. The song that I kind of really appreciated was a song called Over the Rainbow by Todrick Hall. So we'll start a little bit of that. But can you kind of talk about that song a little bit and why that's important to you?
Sure. So I actually came across this song during the initial phase of COVID. And, you know, nothing like listening to something super deep and heavy when you're all by yourself. And so this song just really resonated with me in terms of not only how I grew up, but also some of the self-deprecating feelings that you grow up with, knowing you are who you are. And so this song, I think, really speaks to that and also speaks to being a people pleaser, which guess what I've been guilty of, Paul?
I couldn't imagine.
Pleasing people.
Right.
And at some point, you have to love yourself, right? God said, love God first and love your neighbor as you love yourself. It didn't say what you will be as you are, right? So I think this song is real deep.
Little boys don't cry, little boys aren't shy, little boys are tough, they do stuff that little girls don't try. Little boys don't dance, little boys wear pants, little boys are bold, you've been told you don't hold little boys' hands. Dad said, I don't believe in magic, but I do believe. Son, if you believe in daddy, take a look at this book and believe it's true. There's somewhere over the rainbow. And if you change the way you love, then maybe you can go. The streets are paved with bricks of gold. And if you wanna see, come pray with me. Cause somewhere over the rainbow, there's a man who's powerful, and he wants you to know. When the rain goes, after the pain goes, they'll be dancing with halos somewhere over the rainbow. Little boys stand tall, little boys play ball. Little boys, they stink, they're not weak, they don't like pink at all. Little boys don't sing, little boys are kings. Little boys fly kites, they ride bikes, they don't like little girl things. Dad said, I know my baby's special, and you'll grow to be a man. And I know the world may dance with devils, but be strong, you'll be flown to this holy land. There's somewhere over the rainbow, and if you change the way you love, then maybe you can go. The streets are paved with bricks of gold, and if you wanna see, come pray with me. Cause somewhere over the rainbow, there's a man who's powerful, and he wants you to know, when the rain goes after the pain goes, they'll be dancing with halos. Somewhere over the rainbow. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Todrick Hall, and this summer you can see Straight Out of Oz live in concert. Tickets are on sale now and going fast, so go to ToddrickHall.com and get yours today. Also, the album is available on iTunes. Make sure you like, favorite, and subscribe to this channel, and I hope to see you this summer in Oz. Some brainiacs
will tell you home. All right, so yeah, that's from an album called Straight Out of Oz. It is very deep. Yeah, you sent that over, and I was like, I've never heard that song before. Like, I need to like figure out where to like listen to other music, because
yeah, I think a lot of people have not heard that, you know. But like I said, growing up Pentecostal, growing up in the Assemblies of God, growing up knowing that I loved God, I always knew too. I never had questions per se about my gender role, so I can feel for or have empathy for those that have. Mm-hmm. I always knew, though, with my sexual orientation, I would say since I was about six, that, you know, I was attracted to guys. And it's not to say I've never been attracted to women, because I still have moments. But, you know, my predominant feelings are toward men. And that was tough. You know, it was like, well, maybe if I, you know, can believe in this enough, it will go away. And folks will never know what that's like. I mean, I had a period of time back in 2014 that I fasted for 12 days, just water. That's a long time, right? Now, I didn't go past that because I was starved to death. But, you know, my goal was to die to self, right? And a lot of other things changed in my life, but that one thing never did. And I think at some point you have to come to a place where you stop exuding upon yourself psychological torture. I think it's imperative that you come to a reality of you are who you are. And so, you know, that's what I've done. But I think for years I tried not to, because I wanted to make everyone else happy, and I felt no self-worth, and I thought I was an abomination. So it was better to not be that than to just know God loves me, right? And so it took a long time, a lot of shedding of layers, a lot of working through. And, you know, the reality is that species, you know, homosexuality exists, or homosexual acts. So, you know, you got to come to terms with it. And, you know, when people look at the Bible in such a way that it no longer allows for humanity, I think that's problematic, right? Folks can justify that unicorns are mentioned, I think it's four times in the King James Version of the Bible in the Old Testament. But they can't rationalize that homosexuality wasn't really listed before 1946. You know, you go pick up a Bible at the library from 1943, you're not going to see that. You know, now people will say, well, that's you know, contextual, because homosexuality wasn't the prevailing word at that time. But the reality is that, you know, I've went to Greece, I've went to Italy, I've seen some of the sites, I've been to Jerusalem, I've been to those places where some of these things Paul was writing about, and it wasn't contextually what we see it today. And people use things of the word that God put forth as to love one another as weaponry. Mm-hmm. And when you weaponize something versus loving someone, that's problematic, and you should probably check your spirit, right? Because if you can't love me and I'm here, I'm gonna guess that you can't love something that you can't see, touch, taste, or feel.
Wow.
Right?
That's a good word.
Right? You know, I'm a preacher at heart, man. That's my call in my life. But
that's right.
You know, but people will delegitimize. But, you know, here again, you know, God doesn't call the prepared. He prepares the called, right? And so my call in my life, when I look at my name derives from the French. It means full of justice. And further, you know, I've had friends that have conferred this for me, but, you know, I'm akin to a David. I tell the truth, even if it hurts. And further, you know, I'm a bridge builder, man. I break barriers for people. I help them to connect. And if folks come to an understanding of loving other people through me, I'm down. I'm down. That's my purpose. So I hope folks can see over the rainbow, right? Over the labels, and just know that people are people and they can love them. You don't have to agree with everything. You don't even have to like it, but you got to love them. And that's right. Me included. And you included, you know?
Okay. Absolutely. No, for sure. That's interesting. Yeah, we're running out of time. We only have like 10 more minutes. So I know. That's all right. So we'll skip some of the other stuff, but that's interesting because, you know, maybe we should talk about this offline or whatever, but what was their reaction, or what would you say to somebody who is, you know, a young person, teen age, you know, starting to struggle with that kind of identity and all of that? Cause you were kind of there at that time.
I think we're in such a different place. I mean, I think the world is much broader and much more open. I mean, 20 years ago in our lifetime, Ellen DeGeneres coming out on TV was a big deal. Having a talk show, I mean, I remember people banning it. Mm-hmm. You know, we lived through Matthew Shepard, you know, being brutally murdered on a fence. It's a completely different time, you know? So I think, though, that even with a different time, there's still folks that don't know, and they don't know how to approach. And I think, too, with that, you know, it's don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to love on somebody. Don't be afraid to say the wrong thing. Who, you know, and if folks are really harsh with that too, you know, forget them too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, you have to be receptive, right? We have to have an interchange or exchange. That's what communication is. So we got to talk about some of these other songs though, man. We can't just talk.
I know. Sorry.
We got to go to deeper songs. We got to talk a Little Prince and a Little Brit.
Yeah. Good. All right. Little Prince. All right. So Sprout, who has not said a word this entire podcast, what song did you want to listen to?
It doesn't feel right following up that song with mine.
I know, right?
Which one did you want to talk about?
I picked Delirious as my favorite Prince song.
Oh, I get delirious. Lose all self-control, baby, just can't stay. Remember that? Wheels get locked in place. Stupid look on my face. Making a pass for the mama. I just can't win the race. I'll stop because I'm clear.
Well, now Paul doesn't have to play it.
That's a good song.
Right on.
Yeah.
couldn't come up with really one. The one I kept coming back to was like Seven, and I know
I love
such a like commercial song, but it was when it came out, it was very, it was deep in my opinion. It was in my mind, it was like deep and talking about stuff. So it was, yeah. Prince is incredibly deep for, you know.
Right. No,
I thought about throwing you off and saying Bat Dance, though.
I love Bat Dance. I'm not mad. Yeah. Seven was fire, though. I mean, it was like very prophetic in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It had all imagery of the Bible. You know, and it was just wild. Prince was wild. And that's when we first got introduced to Maite, the first woman he ever married. Come on. It was fire.
I know the seven men killed my father, and soon they'll come for me. And the chains. They must never find them. They must never find us. If anything should happen to you, I...
All seven men will watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir-faire. And time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die.
And I saw an angel come down unto me. In a hand she holds the very key.
Words of compassion, words of peace.
And in the distance, an army's marching feet. For behold,
we will watch them fall.
And we lay down on the sand of the sea. And before us, animosity will stand at decree. That we speak not of love, blasphemy. In the distance, six others will curse me. That's alright,
that's alright.
For I will watch them.
Watch them fall. They stand in the way.
What's your favorite Prince song?
I have so many. So If I Was Your Girlfriend is probably my favorite overall, just because I thought it was so completely different. And it really was kind of tongue in cheek in terms of play on words, mm-hmm. because at first I thought he was saying he wanted to be a girl, but that wasn't at all. He was saying, I want to be your best friend, right? I want you to let me help you shop and pick out your clothes and do your makeup and hair. And I could totally relate. Loved it. I also loved Anastasia. When I was a kid, I thought that song was fire and it sounded confused and the music was unreal. Love Sexy is probably one of his best albums. And I think it's way underrated. Everybody's like, Sign of the Times, Purple Rain. I'm like, I love those, but Love Sexy was fire. But I think actually as Prince got older, people are surprised by this, but I loved Post Symbol. I love the stuff because it was constantly new and it would jump from like R&B to rock to pop to jazz and, you know, neo funk and soul. And I'd never heard anything like it, you know. And when I saw him in 2012 for the last time in Chicago with my Aunt Pat, he did his Welcome to Chicago tour and Janelle Monáe opened for him. I think he did four or five, you know, curtain calls. It was unreal. I'd never seen him like that. So in that era, there were two songs in particular, Dreamer and Colonized Mind from Lotus Flower, that I just was blown away by. I'd never heard anything like it. The Rainbow Children, oh my goodness. 3121, oh my goodness. But yeah, Colonized Mind and Dreamer are probably up there for me.
Wanna talk about it? Colonized mind. Upload revolution. Principle. You see a rock on the shore and say it's always been there. Download, no responsibility. Do what you want, nobody cares. Upload the master race idea. Genetically disposed. The world. Down low. A future full of isolated boys and girls. Upload a two-party system. The lesser of two dangers, illusion of choice. Down low. Fascism. Nothing really ever changed. You never had a voice. Sticking you with the bill. Download a temporary acquisition, a fleeting flame and fortune. Nothing to leave in your will. Hey.
If you go to Mixtape Tales mixtape on Spotify, they're all there. So now I get to plug stuff too. So that's cool. All right. So we're like wrapping up. It's like 4 minutes and 45 seconds left. So where are you going to be next? What's next for the summer for you as far as performances or whatever you're doing?
So I'm working through some of that. I'm hoping to be able to perform down at Indian Lake. I did get to do a couple songs with Schifferly Road Band this past weekend on Saturday, which was awesome. And I'm working with John Monahan as well as Matthew Dieter, who I've worked with for years. Matt has helped me to write much of my more recent stuff. So I'm hoping to do some of that stuff and, you know, hopefully going to be performing. I'll be doing some weddings this summer and be traveling. And then, like I said, I close on my sale of my house this Friday. So I'll be moving the end of the month. I've never done a housewarming party. I'm doing a housewarming party. I've never done one.
Nice.
So I'm going to tell people in advance, listen, gift cards for restaurants and Menards and Visa gift cards are welcome everywhere. So, but yeah, so I'm going to do something like that. I'm hoping to release some new music this upcoming year. I've written a song about a year ago that I think is actually really good. Cause I'm really influenced by like Chris Stapleton, Mark Broussard, some of those artists, Josh Kelly, way underrated. Cause you know, like, his song Just Say the Word, or if you listen to Mark Broussard's Home, or Chris Stapleton's obviously known for Tennessee Whiskey, but actually I think one of his best songs ever is Either Way. And I think if you listen to some of those, like that's kind of my style, but with just a little bit of pop, a little bit of R&B. And I do got to get this plug in there. I don't care if I'm judged for the rest of my life.
Go for it.
Cheers. I love her. I can't help it. Sprout, do you judge me for that? I would judge me for
that.
No. Listen, I love her with all my heart. Listen, Blackout was genius. It's genius. If you play it front to back today, still fire, still much of the music industry is doing that stuff. And she produced that with Danja and some other people. It's really good. But actually her Glory album is super underrated. And that was one of the things Paul asked me if there was like a song I think that was underrated, or maybe I interpreted it that way.
Yeah.
But I think Make Me by her on Glory, as well as probably Love Me Down, super underrated. Go listen to it. But Make Me was fire. It could have done without the stuff with G-Eazy or whatever his name is.
Right.
But that song was fire. Fire. So
oh, right on.
I love me some Brit.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up before we get cut off. So Justin, thank you very much for doing this again. I appreciate it.
Of course. I appreciate you.
Yeah, we need to do this again when I have a longer recording time, I guess. So
yeah, let's do it. Next time, you know, people are familiar with me at this point. So let's not talk any past crap. Let's just talk present.
Right on. I like it.
Chad Dunlap posted this the other day. To live in the past is to be dead in the present. I want to be present. So let's go.
Nice. Good way to wrap that up. Thank you again, sir. And I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Much love to both.
Thank you. Bye.